This is Steve Woodward teeing off. We live in a world-renowned destination. Many do not play, but get the appeal of residing in the home of American golf. And only curmudgeons complain when fans descend from everywhere for the U.S. Open. After three successful Opens here across 15 years, the governing organization, the U.S. Golf Association, relocated some operations here and built the World Golf Hall of Fame. Its new campus opened just ahead of the 2024 U.S. Open. The next Open arrives in Pinehurst in 2029. Despite its stewardship of golf's heritage and future, USGA leadership bows to cultural wokeness. LGBTQ Pride Month arrived last June, and with it, a rainbow flag, sharing the USGA flagpole with the Stars and Stripes. After public backlash, the Pride flag vanished. 11 months on, the USGA logo currently appears on posters signaling co-sponsorship of Pride Fest 2026 in June. The event is organized to celebrate gay unions, transgenderism, and other self-identifying queers. The nonprofit USGA says it's a mission-based golf organization, unifying the golf community and showcasing the game's best. It should adhere to that exclusively. I'm Steve Woodward, totally teed off.